Hello and welcome to the pilot edition of the Irish Bookkeeping and Payroll Podcast, where we focus on bookkeeping and payroll for sole traders and small business. You don't have to be a bookkeeper or payroll technician to get benefit from this podcast. If you are a one-person business or manage a 50-person business, you are a small business. And we aim to ensure that you will come away with something new and useful from this podcast. We will have sections on small business bookkeeping, small business payroll, updates from the revenue commissioners. We're going to talk about business software, including spreadsheets, word processing, and bookkeeping software, and using internet and web-based software, such as online spreadsheets, word processors, and bookkeeping software. We're also going to give suggestions on how to get the most from your computers to help improve your business. Security tips on your computers, keeping viruses, trojans, and spam away from them. And also tips on keeping your taxes low, managing to reduce your income tax, income levy, PRSI, corporation tax, and any other tax that we can reduce. And most importantly, answering questions from you, the listeners. And now, on with the show, our first pilot edition. The Revenue Commissioners release short, brief emails now and again with useful information in them. Here are some of the latest e-briefs from the Revenue Commissioners. E-brief number 92/09. The Revenue wish to advise our customers that arising from the recent release of the latest version of ROSS, the Revenue Online Service, the ROSS homepage at www.ross.ie has been removed. From now on, any customer attempting to access the ROSS homepage will be redirected to the Revenue homepage, www.revenue.ie, where business customers can select Login to ROSS at the bottom of the homepage. This also applies to the PAYE Anytime service. Its page has been removed here as well. E-brief number 87, which is an important end of year information for relevant contracts tax contractors. That's their RCT 35 2009 filing information. Principal contractors and their agents are reminded that the filing date for the 2009 RCT 35 is the 15th of February 2010. Blank forms RCT 35 for 2009 are now being issued. Completing the form RCT 35. Attached is a link to the specimen version form RCT 35 for the year 2009 onwards. And you can get this link on our website, www.bookkeepingpodcast.ie. And your attention is drawn to the notes on page 1 of the form in relation to completing the form and on how to proceed where errors are discovered while completing it. They also make reference to e-brief number 10/07, which I have the link to on the website as well. You are reminded that forms that are not completed correctly will be returned for correction, which may result in your return missing the filing deadline. The principal must sign the declaration. If the principal contractor did not engage any subcontractors during the period ended 31st of December 2009, none should be entered in the relevant box on the declaration. If the principal contractor has in fact ceased to be a principal contractor, a covering note to that effect should be submitted to the principal's local revenue office to avoid unnecessary correspondence in the future. Filling the form. Form RCT 35 can be filled using the Revenue Online Service ROSS. Full details are available on www.revenue.ie or by email from rosshelp@revenue.ie. As many contractors use ROSS for their VAT and PAYE returns but still file paper RCT returns, please encourage them to use ROSS. Those filing on paper should return the completed form to Collectors General Office, PO Box 354, Limerick. RCT 35 Compliance Programme. Revenue's compliance programmes that identify and pursue non-filers include the form RCT 35. The RCT program provides for the referral of RCT 35 non-filer offences for criminal prosecution. A number of these cases are currently going before the courts. To avoid penalties, a possible tax audit or criminal prosecution file the RCT 35 on time. To avoid penalties, a possible tax audit or criminal prosecution, file the RCT 35 on time. E-Brief 85/09, this is extremely important. Individuals described as locums engaged in the fields of medicine, healthcare and pharmacy. Tax briefing number 82. Individuals described as locums engaged in the fields of medicine, healthcare and pharmacy is now available on the Revenue website, and the link will be there on our website. This is important in deciding whether a person is to be recorded under a PAYE or be paid as a self-employed person in the case where they give you an invoice. If you get this wrong, you could have a big tax and PRSI bill. So those three I picked from their e-briefs. There are many more, and you can check it out on their website, www.revenue.ie. Now on to bookkeeping software in Ireland. I would love to know what bookkeeping software people are using out there. Is it any good? What problems do you have with it, and what improvements would you like to see in it? Do you use Taskbooks, Sage, Big Red Books, QuickBooks, SortMyBooks, or any other bookkeeping software out there? There are so many of them. What is the best piece of software for a bookkeeping bureau? What is the best piece of software for a one-person business? And what is the best piece of software where you might need multiple users in a bigger business? I had a question during the week from someone who wanted a cheap point-of-sale system. That is, using a scanner at a cash till to keep their stock up to date and that the correct price would be billed out. Anybody know of any software that does that? Let me know. Spreadsheets. Yes, the great spreadsheet. Great when used correctly and dangerous when not. Many a business has run on their account software on Excel spreadsheets and, well, you know, sometimes it goes right, sometimes it goes wrong. But do you use Microsoft Excel or do you use OpenOffice? OpenOffice is a Microsoft Excel equivalent which is free to use. That is, there's no charge for it at all. It's also part of a full suite of programs that includes a spreadsheet, word processor, a PowerPoint presentation equivalent called Impress, and a database program, and more. The spreadsheet and word processor can also read Excel and Word files, so you can exchange files with your clients. And yes, it's free. I'll repeat that, it's free, just like AVG Antivirus is free. I have used it, and it is good enough to compete with Excel for standard spreadsheets. And there is no paid version, there is just one version, and it's the best version, the full version. Now, in comparison to that, there's Google Docs, which is the online version of this. There's free spreadsheets, word processors, and other stuff. And with it being online, all you need is your internet browser to do all the inputting through. There are no programs to download. And the other great thing is that you can have access to your files from anywhere in the world once you have internet access and a web browser. Of course, if you don't have internet access, well, you're a bit stuck. But just another alternative. And because it is an Irish company, I want to mention some online bookkeeping software that is now being tested. SortMyBooks Online is like Google Docs in that it's up there in the cloud on the internet. This means you can access your account's information from any computer in the world, and any computer in your office or any computer in your house. There's no update worries, as it's updated centrally on their server, so you always have the latest version of the software. And at the moment you can test it out for free because they want you to test it and see if you can come across any problems, just pound on it, and give them their opinions and see what you think about doing your accounts online. I'm giving it a test run at the moment just to see how it works. You don't need a super fast computer, just the browser, internet access. The good advantage of having your accounts online is you never need to back it up. And the other thing is, if your accountant or auditor needs access to your account's information, you just give them a username and password and they can get at your accounts without having to hassle you. And a quick tip before we go. There was no change in the allowances, tax allowances in the budget for 2010 relating to basic payroll. But are you paying too much tax? If a husband and wife are in the business together, make sure you split the salary to ensure you're getting the maximum amount of salary taxed at a 20% rate. The spouse, the husband or wife, can earn up to 27,400 at 20%. And if you do it right, you can earn up to $72,800 without paying tax at 41%. So one person can earn up to $45,400 and the other can earn $27,400. So if your business can afford to do it, you can take $72,800 out of the business in salary without paying tax at 41%. So if someone is earning over $45,400 a year, and this can be easily done if you have benefit in kind on cars, health insurance and many other things, check it out and see, maybe you'd be better off capping your salary at $45,400 and then whatever the balance is on that salary is paying that to your husband or wife and getting their tax allowances. Now this brings us to the end of the pilot episode of the Irish Bookkeeping and Payroll Podcast. I hope you enjoyed listening to it and keep watching our site www.bookkeepingpodcast.ie for our future episodes. This is just a brief one to get us started, put it out there, and I hope I get some good feedback from you. And again, this is an Irish podcast for an Irish audience, but anybody listening from outside Ireland, hope that you'll learn a bit from it too. Thank you and goodbye.